It is 14 minutes to five. The Cabinet Office has told government departments to stop using higher rate phone lines for key public services. This is after a recent report from the National Audit Office found that callers, including victims of crime, spent £56 million on calling government numbers last year. Calls from a landline to an 0845 number can cost up to 11 pence per minute and triple that if you're calling from a mobile. Colin Duffy is chief executive of VoIP Phone, a company that helps businesses or individuals set up telephone numbers, including 0845 numbers. Colin, why do businesses do it? Do they do it because they make money out of it?
If you want a really short answer, it's yes, of course.
So
that's exactly why.
Are people prepared? I mean, I think a lot of consumers are pretty cheesed off with this now because they know that to be true.
I would imagine they are. I mean, there's been a very long-running website called Say No to 0870 that's been championing this cause for many years. And if you do need to know an organisation's ordinary landline number, that's the 01 or 02 number, just go there and type in the number and yeah, you'll find it.
A lot of companies often block your access to it, don't they, though, when you try that route?
I mean, they try, but not all of them succeed.
Yeah, I mean, the trouble is that it's got a worse and worse problem because a lot of people, increasing number of people, make their calls from a mobile. You know, I myself, for example, don't have a landline. A lot of other people in the same situation. And when you're calling an 0845 number, for example, from a mobile phone, it can cost up to 40p a minute. So this, it gets, you know, the more mobile phone calls people make, the worse this gets.
Absolutely. It's the mobile phone numbering range and so on. It has completely changed all the tariffs in the UK. I mean, for instance, I mean, the big calamity is the 0800 free phone, which used to be free. But now, of course, if you call it from a mobile, it's not. It can cost you, as you say, up to 40 pence, which is just wrong, isn't it? Basically wrong.
Yeah.
Luckily, Ofcom are going to change that, but it's taken them a long time to get around to it.
Yeah, and the government, you agree that the government should lead the way in this, that the, you know, that higher rate phone lines should not exist for public services?
Absolutely, and Ofcom, bless them, who I do have quite a few problems with from time to time, do some really good things. And a few years ago, they came up with the 03 number range, which I know the BBC uses all the time when it's putting out a number for customers to call in on. That the 03 number range, not many people are aware of it, but it's a new range. It's there for those companies that feel that they must have a non-geographic number, you know, one that doesn't exist in London or Bristol or Manchester, where you are. And so
why are you in this business if you accept that people kind of, consumers get sort of lose out in relation to companies that make money out of it? I mean,
because there's a huge business, if you're an honest telco. I mean, if your listeners go and do a Google search for the search term scams of the telephony trade, they'll see every one of the ones that I'm aware of written down there and how to avoid them.
So someone's got to do it, so it may as well be an honest broker.
Absolutely. And it's that you can make money at honest rates. You don't have to obfuscate them all. And why not?
How much are your phone lines?
It's a penny a minute to an ordinary landline in the UK.
That's, and from a mobile?
It's 10p to a mobile. We don't have a mobile network ourselves, so we don't charge 40 pence.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for explaining that and answering questions. Colin Duffy, Chief Executive of VoIP Phone. It is 10 minutes to five.
On digital radio, digital TV, downloads and online.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
5 Live Drive.